The California courts blocked Washington's ban on Chinese social media app WeChat. Judge Laurel Beeler says the U.S. government's order imposes excessive restraints on the free speech of WeChat users and violates the First Amendment. The U.S. Commerce Department ordered that WeChat be removed from app stores in the country, citing national security reasons. The judge says the department exceeded authority in attempting the ban, adding that other platforms could not practically replace WeChat. The WeChat Users Alliance has welcomed the ruling as a victory for the app's users in the United States. TikTok has voiced hope that an agreement reached with Oracle and Walmart by its Chinese owner ByteDance will resolve the security concerns of the U.S. administration and settle questions around TikTok's future in the U.S. The company issued the statement hours after President Donald Trump said he had approved the deal between the three parties. TikTok says Oracle will become its trusted technology provider and will be in charge of hosting TikTok's U.S. user data. Walmart will play a role in a commercial partnership. The statement also says both American companies will take part in TikTok's global pre-IPO financing round, in which they can take up to a 20% cumulative stake in the company. Some business insiders say TikTok has a plan to IPO in the U.S. within 1 year, if possible. Mars probe Tianwen-1 has completed its second orbital correction. The Chinese probe has traveled about 60 days in space and is about 19 million kilometers away from Earth. All of its systems are said to be in good condition. China will begin its seventh population census on November the 1st. Officials say the census is an important survey to help the government learn about the number, structure, and distribution of the population. The head of the National Bureau of Statistics says the census will also enable the government to improve infrastructure, public services, and social security based on the latest data. China conducts a national population census every 10 years. The last one found that the country's population had increased to nearly 1.4 billion. British authorities will issue fines of up to £10,000, or around $13,000, if they refuse orders to self-isolate as COVID-19 infections surge in the country. The new rule obliges people to self-isolate if they test positive for or are traced as close contacts. The rule comes into effect next Monday. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the UK is facing a tipping point in its fight against COVID-19 and could face stricter restrictions, including potentially a full national lockdown if people don't follow government guidelines. A flash flood watch has been issued for the Houston area as the outer bands of Tropical Storm Beta lash Texas. The storm is expected to make landfall very late on Monday or early on Tuesday. It's one of several storms creating a record-breaking Atlantic hurricane season. Beta is already driving tropical storm conditions on parts of southwestern Louisiana. The U.S. Marines in Southern California are preparing to battle the wildfires that have burnt millions of acres across the state. Blazes have killed at least 35 people, not only in California, but also in Oregon and Washington states. Tour de France rookie Tadej Pogačar has won cycling's showpiece race on the eve of his 22nd birthday. It made him the first Slovenian to win the Tour and the second youngest winner in the tournament's 177-year history. Pogačar claimed the overall leader's yellow jersey with a monumental performance in Saturday's individual time trial. He also won the white jersey for the best young rider and the polka dot jersey for the mountain classification.